Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. We serve a God of the supernatural. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You know, sometimes it's good to put some passion, you know, in the word. When you just read, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power. No. Read it like it sounds, right? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And you start walking around saying things like, okay, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. What are you doing? You're confessing something. You're saying something. When we drove into, our first stop was in a little town called Joseph, Oregon. Beautiful town. Wallowa Lake. And there are bears that come in to the rapids to feed. And there's deer that wander around. We didn't see any bears, but they have signs everywhere. One of the signs I remember, it said, a fed bear is a dead bear. Because I guess people just feed them. Right? So I don't know what they're getting at. I guess if you start feeding the bears, we're going to have to kill the bear. Or the bear's going to become so dependent on people that it's going to die, right? Anyway, so don't feed the bears, right? Well, we have to get it in our thinking as believers that if we're feeding things that we ought not be feeding, how do we do that? By things that we say. If I'm saying stuff that I don't want to come to pass in my life, I shouldn't be saying that. Call myself sick, call myself tired, call myself broke. A fed bear is a dead bear, right? So let's speak words of life. If God's word says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, what should I be saying? I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. No matter what the situation looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter the symptoms, no matter the circumstances, just try it. Say it like this. I'm strong in the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I read through, this is how motivated the Lord's challenging me, but I bought a book. And remember in 2016, if you've been here for a while, my family and I went down to the West Coast Living Victory Anaheim with Brother Copeland. And I bought books there and things. And there was a book that I took off my shelf because we were going on vacation. I was like, okay, what should I take with me to read, right? And I bought it in 2016, and I read it this week. Somebody say, Lord, speed me up. Speed me up. 3 years later. Amen. But praise God, it was in the library. Usually things in the library should mean stuff I've read. I've got things in my library I still need to read, right? But I took this book with me. It's called Stir Yourself Up, or How to Stay Stirred Up in the Lord. And it had 10 chapters, and we were on a 10-day trip. So I just felt, the Lord, you do this week. Read a chapter a day. And it's got little questions and answers and that kind of thing. But a lot of what he was going into and talking about were things that you say, confessions you make about yourself, right? Stuff like, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm not sick. I'm not broke. Amen? I'm strong in the Lord. Spiritually strong, physically strong, financially strong. I'm blessed. Just start making those confessions about yourself. Amen? Instead of walking around complaining, whining, you know, saying, calling things that are as they are. No, We need to use our words and speak God's words. God's words are creative. God's words are what created the heavens and the earth, right? So we speak God's word. When we're talking about healing, I'm strong in the Lord. I'm cancer free. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm not having a heart attack. I'm strong in the Lord. I do not have diabetes. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. I don't have allergies. You start saying that stuff, amen? Just the fishing example. The fishing was in the natural, kind of slow for part of the week. And you had to start, it's a good opportunity to use your faith when you're fishing, right? Because what are you doing when you're fishing? You're expecting or not expecting to catch fish, right? And so you get out there with people that are fishing. Nothing's biting. Nothing's happening. Ain't no fish out here. How do you know? Can you see in the river? Can you see? I ain't no fish out here. Ain't nothing bit for 3 hours. And I found myself stirring myself up. Well, it's about to. It's about to. We're going to catch the big one. Why not? Why not use your faith to say things you're believing God for? Amen? Things like, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the power of his might. Praise the Lord, right? So James 4:7, look at that. Check that out. James chapter 4, verse 7. And these are two scriptures that came off of KCM.org, Confession for Living in Divine Health. James 4, verse 7 says this, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Before I left the park yesterday, I walked around my motorhome and declared, I remember Brother Copeland talking about he walks around his airplane, you know, when he's leaving, you know, you pray. Before, we always pray before we travel. We laid hands on motorhomes and that kind of stuff. We pray. But I walked around my motorhome and I said, no evil shall befall us, nor shall any plague come near our dwelling. From stem to stern, right? And then you get that event with something breaking the glass and, you know, you could focus on the glass. You could focus on the finger prick sized drop of blood that somebody else saw on my leg. I didn't even know it was there. Well, look, I got hurt. Well, look, the motorhome got... Well, look, your face is not shattered. How about that for a... Praise the Lord, right? We're all still alive. Amen. No evil shall befall me. No shall any plague come near my dwelling. That's me. That's my family. That's you when you go to school. That's you when you go to work. That's you when you get on these highways where people... I had people pass me and, you know, you ever had somebody pass by you and it's like a cloud of weed just passed you? They're driving. They're driving under the influence. Demons, man. Devils controlling people's lives on the highways. Not to put fear on us, but you got to be in the spirit, man. You can't be out there saying, something's going to kill me today. No. No evil shall befall me or my family. No plague shall come near our dwelling. And then when something tries to kill you, it doesn't work. Now you see, all the folk out there that want to rip down the faith message will call you when all hell breaks loose in their life. Amen. Now, it's not to be proud and that kind of thing, but this, I'm telling you, the word of God works, and so does unbelief. Unbelief works too. And one of the things that Kenneth was talking about, his wife Gloria, when he was going through this learning process, and he was whining about stuff and complaining about some things in his life, and she said, well, why don't you just put your faith in God? It takes the same amount of time. I wrote that down, man. Yes. It takes the same amount of time to confess faith as it does unbelief. So why don't you just say this? Amen. Right? So here's our confession right here. This is a confession of faith from Brother Kenneth, who is in the prophetic ministry. Amen? So here we go. So say this with me. Today, I speak life strength, health, energy, and vitality to my body. No matter how I'm feeling right now, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I do not receive sickness. I do not receive disease. I do not receive malfunction in my body of any kind. I do not receive fatigue or any other attack on my body. I receive the life, strength, and energy of God. Amen. Now, see, that's based on these verses we just read. So resisting the devil includes resisting sickness. Never say things like, whoop, I'm coming down with something. Whoop, it's flu season. Not for you, if you're a believer. Amen? No, that's resisting the devil. Nobody's catching fish here today. I resist that in Jesus' name. Right? Amen. So you're resisting the devil, submitting yourself to God, and receiving what he has for you. Well, from God's will to heal, this is from Pastor Keith Moore from morelife.org. You can download this whole thing. It's 101 confessions, and he taught, you know, healing school or under Brother Hagin for many years. And just, you know, so this is what we've been using as the basis for our healing services. Amen? So how do we know whether it's God's will to heal us or not? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say about it? Remember that God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34, and he never changes, Malachi 3:6. So what he said to them yesterday, he's saying to you today. God's word is speaking to me. These statements are taken directly from the Bible with little or no variation. The verbs and construction have been changed to apply to you personally and to sum up the thoughts in some instances. Also, many of these statements are prefaced by phrases like, if you walk in my commandments, if you believe, obey, etc. So what did God say? Amen? And today we're going to look at, you know, Numbers 32 through 41 on his 101 things God said about healing, right? Which, again, you can download them. I don't think I have any printed up, but normally I try to have some out available here. So anyway, number 32, let's say this together. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. The tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. Isaiah 35, 6 and 32, 4. So I would just say anyone who's believing God to receive any type of healing in the region of the mouth, the gums, the teeth, the tongue, you know, just receive that today. Just say, Lord, I receive your healing in my mouth today in the name of Jesus. And also, this, I think we could also say that this applies to us getting our speaking right. We're going to stop saying dumb things. The Holy Ghost is going to get you by the scruff of the neck every time something dumb is about to come out of your mouth. Amen. Right? I love Charles Capps. He's on with Jesus now in heaven. But he would say, I speak few. I'm a man of few words, but I say them often. In other words, we need to be very selective about things that we say. Amen. Number 33, go on. The lame man shall leap as a hart. Isaiah 35, 6. We prayed for knees this morning. Amen? Anything in the region of the legs and the feet and the joints and the ligaments, the lame shall leap as a hart. This is God's word. Amen? Somebody say, I believe it, right? My legs are strong. My ankles are strong. My knees are strong. Every joint, every ligament is strong in my body, in Jesus' name. Number 34, I will recover you and make you to live. I am ready to save you. Isaiah 28, 16 and 20. God is always on ready. Going to doctors is not a bad thing. Praise God for doctors and medicine and surgery if necessary, that kind of thing. But expect God, I've heard Brother Keith say this and others, if you do go that route, expect God to speed up your recovery time. Amen. Has anybody experienced this where, man, you got well fast? I give power to the faint, number 35. I increase strength to them that have no might, Isaiah 40, verse 29. Praise God. So our energy levels, things affected with aging and diet and that kind of stuff. Don't you know the Holy Ghost can even help me fix my diet? If there's things he needs to tweak and adjust in what I'm eating, when I'm eating, how much I'm eating, that kind of thing, he'll do it. He'll help you. Amen? And our strength, this is a good thing to say, my strength is increasing in God. He gives power to the faint, increases strength. This could even include areas of the heart, right? Just say, I receive it, Lord. I receive your strength in my body today. Amen. Number 36, I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40, 31 and 41, 10. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Don't get yourself saying things like, I'm getting old. Right? Do you believe that Jesus has the power to even reverse the effects of aging? Amen. He does. Look for instances in the Bible of this where he's done it, where God has done it. And you have a better covenant nowadays because Jesus, you're on the other side of the cross, right? That was purchased for you. So you say, my strength is renewed today, right? My God strengthens and helps me. Amen. Number 37, to your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46, 4. Amen. Say that out loud. To your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46, 4. Amen. So don't be thinking you're checking out early. Amen. Don't be thinking you're dying. Don't be thinking, you know, Brother Copeland was sharing some things this week about how his parents passed in their mid-70s or whatever. He said one of them lived into their 90s, but you just kind of get that there's the fence, right? Driving through Eastern Oregon, there's parts where they have these special fences for the open-range cows so they don't cross the streets and things. Well, sometimes you get the age of your grandpa in mind or your parents in mind and think, well, I ain't gonna outlive them. Liar, liar, devil's on fire. Don't let the devil put that over on you. So-and-so died at 50, and so-and-so died at 54, and so-and-so died at 57. I'll probably die at 57. I know people, believers, guys, who were telling family members where they wanted their remains buried, and they're in their 30s and gone. Gone. Don't plan for that. Now, praise God, you're going to heaven, but good Lord, get a hold of your tongue. Angels are listening for orders, and demons are also listening for permission. So shut yourself up if you have to. I have to. I have to sometimes, oh, Lord, I repent of what I just said. This morning, I'm setting something up, and I said, Lord, it looks like we're hosed today. It's 10 minutes to 10. And the Lord said, repent, son. Don't say that. Oh, Lord, I apologize. I rebuke that. I just put some DDT on that seed that I just sowed right there. And I declare this is a blessed day. Amen, right? So we're confessing words of faith. You're in a faith church. Amen? That's what we do. That's who we are. You're like the Army Rangers of the body of Christ. You're like the Navy SEALs. Welcome to training of the body of Christ. There may not be quite as many of us, but we get the special assignments. We need this demon taken down. No one's going to know you were there. We did a drive-by prayer yesterday. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke death off of that semi-truck. And all, you know, you just do it because that's who you are. You're always ready. You're always on ready. The Holy Ghost has an asset in you, and he knows where you are. He's got you assigned to the Northwest, a quote, blue state. Amen. And he knows we have an asset in Vancouver, Washington. Praise God. Hallelujah, right? Let's say this, number 38. I bore your sickness, Isaiah 53, 4. So that means you don't have to ever be sick. You know how many sick hours I have, guys? I don't even know. Amen. Praise God. It doesn't mean I always feel 100% when I go to work. Doesn't mean I'm never fighting off a symptom, but I just refuse to get sick. Some people look at that as, oh, day off, stay in jammies, stay in bed, put wash rag on head, call in,
boss.
Try to make myself sound terrible. How do you make yourself sound terrible in an email? I don't know,
but boss, I feel.
No, I resist the devil. I submit myself to God. Amen. He bore my sicknesses. That means I don't have to. Amen. Is that what it says? That's what it says. Amen. Number 40, say this out loud. I was put to sickness for you. Say it out loud. I was put to sickness for you. Isaiah 53:10. Who was put to sickness? Jesus was. Jesus was put to sickness for you, on your behalf. So you don't ever have to be sick. Ever. Oh, I know when I get to heaven. Well, he didn't do this for when you get to heaven. There are no medical clinics in heaven. There are no emergency rooms. There are no antibiotics in heaven. Nobody has a cold in heaven. So you don't need that when you get to heaven. When do you need that? Somebody say now. Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans on this planet. You will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Praise God, right? Number 41, with my stripes, you are healed. Say that with a loud voice. With my stripes, you are healed. Isaiah 53:5. He said it. Now, if you've ever seen Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, it gives you a closer look of maybe what it was like when Jesus' back was ripped open, exposing organs. And I mean, it was awful what he went through. And I'm going to call in, boss. Grandma had cancer. I'll probably get cancer. Got to die some way. Maybe cancer, maybe heart. Shut myself up. Jesus, his back was ripped open, so I don't have to. Well, how are you going to die? Well, when you're good and ready to die, when it's time for you to depart the planet, when you and God decide when that is, you crawl up in your bed, say goodnight, and wake up in heaven. Somebody say, yeah, right? Or the rapture. Praise God. There's something called the rapture of the church. Let's not forget about the rapture. That should be our goal. When the trumpet sounds, that's what the early church was looking for. They were looking for the rapture. He's coming back. We saw him leave, and he said he'll be back. Could be today, right? Let's all be ready. Amen? So we refuse. We resist sickness like it's the devil. You sense a sore throat coming on, you go to the devil and point in his beady eyes and say, no! Coming on your family, anoint those kids with oil. I've walked and anointed my house before. Amen? No, I'm drawing the bloodline. You will not cross the bloodline, sickness, disease. Amen. And you confess those things over your house, over your home, over your kids, over yourself. Praise God. You're not trying this. You're not, I'll try that. No, you don't try it. You do it. You develop faith in it. And like Shelley was saying, this week I spent a lot of time with Jesus. I mean, he just gave me a window to spend time with him. And there's no shortcuts to developing our faith in God. We have to spend time with him to develop trust in him. If you don't spend time with him, then you won't have any relationship with him. And he loves you. He'll supernaturally do things and protect you, but you need to develop faith, your faith, in your God. You need to develop your faith in your God. I can't do that for you. Your husband or wife or kids or parents cannot do that for you. You have to put the time in. Get your word out. Get your Bible out. Read it. Pray. Study it. Confess. Believe. Choose. Spend time with the healer, and you, guess what? You'll be healed. Amen. And then healing will rub off of you onto others. Praise the Lord forevermore. Amen. Let's make this final confession. Everybody stand up on your feet together. Letter C there in your notes if you have notes. Otherwise, say it after me. Jesus Christ is Lord over me. Spirit, soul, and body. Sickness, I resist you in the name of Jesus. I enforce the will of God on you today. Leave my presence now. I believe I receive my healing now. I am well now in Jesus' name. I forgive and receive my forgiveness in Jesus' name. Now just praise him and thank him today for your health. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you for being our healer and our health today. We acknowledge you and we receive you as our healer today, Lord. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.